You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
It is Thursday, October 5th, and we are here for our first show in Detroit, only on podcast radio. What's the word? I'm T. Thomas. My host here.
I love how you just flipped the switch. Thank you. It's game time.
It's game time. You know what? That's introduce yourself, please, Rob.
My name is Robert Courtney, but this has nothing to do with me. This is all about Torian Thomas.
It is not all about Torian Thomas.
This is all about Torian Thomas.
We have Doris in the building, too. Doris, hello, Doris.
Hello. How are you?
Doris is our producer.
Yeah.
She makes sure things go together.
Goodness, we have a producer.
I think I just yell at you guys.
Jesus Christ.
I just yell at them.
What exactly will we do?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, we actually didn't know what the hell we were going to do today.
To like 4:30.
Right.
No, literally. It was 4:30.
I mean, I didn't get here till, 5:15?
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
And the show's supposed to start at 5 o'clock. But anyway, we are live Facebook right now. So if you are on Facebook and you are a friend of Robert Courtney, Torian Thomas,
we're not very popular. We only have one person watching.
I know. We don't have any friends, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we said we was giving away some money, watch how the numbers start popping up right there. We'll give away $1,000 every 5 minutes if you log in on Facebook Live right now.
You got 2 seconds.
2 seconds. Go.
Too late.
Nobody even logged in anyway because ain't nobody paying us no attention. So this is our flagship show. And this is – we're introducing ourselves in the show, right? Is that what
Basically. Right? I think we're – for me personally, this is about giving people the alter ego.
I like it.
Like, you're not going to get everyday Rob.
Nah.
You're going to get the real
– Yes.
Authentic.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And this is a place for me to talk shit. So motherfuckers that I don't get a chance to talk shit.
Can you say all that?
I can say any motherfucker thing I want to say.
I think that's going to be bleeped out.
I don't think that shit's going to be bleeped. What do you?
No, you guys can say whatever you want.
I fucking love it.
Wow.
This is the engineer.
We are not the FCC.
Introduce yourself, engineer.
Oh, hey, y'all. I'm Jessica. How's it going?
Hey, y'all. I like it.
We like Jessica.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. I'm Jessica. Jessica the engineer. And we can say whatever the fuck we like. So... anyway, this show, I don't cuss,
by the way.
I cuss a lot. I cuss enough about it.
Torian gonna cuss.
I'll take care of
all of
that.
He gonna cuss for both of us.
Right? I'll take care of all of that.
Gosh.
So this show, basically, we're gonna touch on a lot of different topics, but one of our main focuses of this show is basically bridging the gap between the old Detroit and the new Detroit. There's a huge conversation about that and how that works and what's going on with that. Hopefully we can get some of the players in from the old Detroit and the new Detroit to have some conversations about that. We do have some interesting guests that are going to be lined up.
I do want to talk about that because we do have some really cool guests lined up.
Okay, tell us. Who we got?
So one of the people is Jeff Glover.
Okay.
So a lot of people know who Jeff Glover is.
The real estate guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is made a lot of money at a young age. But he has a really big, caring, humanitarian.
How old is Jeff Glover?
Yeah, I believe he's around 33.
Younger than me?
Not even fair.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I don't want him on the show.
Yeah.
But, I'm pissed right now.
You know, I think this is why what this show is about is that let's have conversations with people who are doing things good and let's get this out to the community about how you can actually achieve those things.
Right, right.
You know, and we have a person who spent 41 years in prison.
Fuck.
He didn't even commit the crime.
Wow.
Come on now.
So we.
Hold up. Wait. 41 years in prison. For something that you did not do.
Can't even imagine.
That sound like, I mean, actually, you know what? The scary thing about that is it's not even surprising.
Yeah.
You know, that's,
no, it
that's,
actually happens a lot.
Yeah, that's so common. Like, yeah. I mean, but to hear the story from the other side is interesting. So who else we got?
We got another, and I think Rob's been kind of working on this with TEDx.
Yes.
So that's going to be a good one. And that's just the first three episodes.
Yeah,
so.
It's just getting the ball rolling.
Okay. All right. Okay, TEDx. We got Karen Dumas too, right?
Did you confirm that one? I know she was super excited when I talked to her.
Yeah, I know she was when I talked to her.
But that was actually before Doris got involved.
Yeah. Oh, guys, you have to send me this information.
All right. We dropped the ball from here to there. So, all right, today was a interesting day, right? Because I woke up this morning and I was really excited about what was about to happen here today, right? I'm like, damn, we getting up, about to do this podcast. I'm all geeked up. But at the same time, being geeked up, I was like a little bit nervous,
yeah,
right?
Because, I mean, it's natural.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, I had a conversation with my girlfriend. She was telling me, she was like, you know, it's different for kids today than it was for us back in the day. And it makes a lot of sense because, you know, back in the day, you get into it, you start clowning with each other. It's me, you, and whoever's standing around us that, you know, that hears that or whatever, right?
Right.
But when you go and you got the whole world, literally,
right,
that can chime in on what's going on with you, that's a totally different pressure on you. And I kind of felt that pressure this morning when I woke up and I'm like, oh, this is going to be
some
dope.
Some accountability.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's some accountability attached to that.
Right.
But, you know, and I got up and I started thinking about that all day and I was like, oh my God, this is really big. Like, it's some people attached to this that may not, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
So like, I'm really thinking about that. And when I came in here, like how you say, I just turned that right on.
Yep.
That's because at that point I was just like, you know,
in
what?
The mode.
Fuck it.
let's go.
Let's do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Either way it goes, we're going to do something. We're going to rock out with the cocks out.
What I think is dope is that this is episode number one.
Right.
So, you know me, like, I'm the branding guy.
Yeah.
I'm the builder.
The branding king of Detroit.
I enjoy the process of watching something go from nothing and just like
turning
the very beginning and then just turning into something colossal and just,
yes,
you know, very anticipated, yes, and like super exciting. Right. So to know that it's number one, mm-hmm, and then to know that we probably going to look back,
right,
you know, in 2 years or 3 years and say, man, you remember that first episode?
Right, right.
Like, that's dope. In
I mean,
my mind,
or do you think you think in 2 or 3 years you'll even be able to listen to yourself?
Probably not. This, right, is going to probably sound terrible.
Right.
But I mean, you're still going to appreciate the fact that this is where it started.
Right.
It was an hour late. You know, it was nervous. It was, you know, uncoordinated and,
right,
and unorganized. But, like, that's the – I've done it so many times. Like, I've become addicted to that feeling.
Yeah.
Because I know where it goes.
Right.
In the process and – what it can evolve into.
So,
you know?
I mean, that's a good feeling to have, and that's a good addiction to have,
yeah,
right? To be addicted to that feeling of just moving forward,
right,
just going, and not worried about the risk of, you know,
exactly,
losing or
I
failing,
mean, how many,
know,
people are scared of that? Like, right, how many people do you talk to who tell you over and over and over again, I got this idea and I really want to do it, and
right,
just
right,
do it.
Just like, do that,
why,
shit.
Like, why,
right,
do you keep talking about
just
it?
Just fucking try it.
I'm tired,
right,
of you talking about
you
it.
You know what? I think the worst thing that happens to kids is when they get to the age where people suck the belief out of them,
mm-hmm,
right? I mean, it kind of starts off with the whole Santa Claus thing, right? Every kid's like, oh, you know, Santa Claus, whatever, until that one adult hits them, or that kid in school's like, there's no such thing as Santa Claus.
Right.
Stop that bullshit.
Their world is completely shattered.
Right, right. Your mama put that bike together. That's why the handlebars came off that mama.
And it's like, it's one kid that's six,
right,
that talks like an adult.
Right,
that
right,
should never, ever even know,
right,
any of these details.
He shouldn't even been in here to start. Right, right. You know, he hang out with his grown ass auntie and grandma, right, all day while they drink beer on the porch,
right,
and talk. So he just way more
still
advanced.
The last little drop in the cup.
Right, right. So, I mean, he way more advanced than everybody in the school. He just like, ain't no such thing as Santa Claus. Your mama lying to you. You know, I mean, and it starts there. And from there, it begins to grow as you like. And I think school is, that's why I think, like, I believe it was, I don't remember who said it right now. Fuck it. But anyway, it was said that never allow school to get in the way of your education.
That's what we need that one person that's on the computer typing up
all day long, just like
Googling when you can't come up with the answer.
Right, right. Who's the person that
they
said
just
that
slide
shit?
The note over to you.
Right, right. Here you go. That's the person that said that shit.
Like pineapples?
Like, oh.
We'll talk about pineapples in a minute. But I mean, like, and then, you know, as a kid, you know, you believe if you see a little kid out in the street, you know, he's walking around, he's got a police officer's uniform on, right? A little, like a toy uniform or whatever, badge and a gun. He's like, what you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a cop.
Right.
Okay, you want to be a policeman? Okay, yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what you tell him. He believes in his mind he's going to be this detective that,
right,
slides across the hood of the car and, you know, has his cool car chasing people and everything until,
right,
somebody breaks it to him and says, hey, kid, that's not the way it works.
A cop only make $9 an hour.
And you get shot at for real. You know what I'm saying?
You might die
before you even get a chance to make detective. And I mean, like, it's just not even that, but just like little simple stuff that just sucks the belief in yourself. You know,
right,
what I'm saying? And I hate that happens to kids. And I wish that we should stop doing that.
Yeah.
You know, allow kids to grow themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you know, even to take it to another level, like the idea that I mean, the educational system as a whole is a big topic that we definitely need to tap into because it's in Detroit for sure.
The boss.
You know, and like the fact that really kids only hear about maybe 3 or 4 professions.
Yeah, when
they're that age. We hear kids talking about wanting to be police officers, wanting to be doctors, wanting to be firefighters.
Right.
Lawyers. And that's
a teacher.
Maybe in a teacher.
Right.
Like those are probably like the 5 things that you ask any kid, they're gonna probably name, or athlete, like a basketball player, football player,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, those are really like the 5 or 6 things. And so you never have a chance to, you know, dream or look into doing anything else, which to me never made sense. Because how come I can't dream about being an entrepreneur?
Exactly.
Like, why can't I dream about, you know, starting my own business or understanding how that works?
I had a professor once that told me that I had asked somebody, I wanted to start a business. And this business that I wanted to start, it was really far-fetched because the technology that I wanted to apply to what I was doing really didn't exist at the time.
Right.
And I was like, man, you know, it's small pieces of this that exist. All we have to do is put these pieces together to make it happen. And I'm asking people, and everybody I would talk to would laugh and be like, man, look, that just finished school.
right.
You know, and I run into this one professor and he told me, he goes, let me ask you a question. How could you take advice from someone who's never done it before? And I said,
exactly.
Well, you know, well, they've done other things. He said, so what? He's like, have you ever made a peanut butter jelly sandwich before? I'm like, yeah. It's like, so I can ask you how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but just because you tell me how to make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich doesn't mean that's the combination of peanut butter and jelly or the type or the brand that I want, right? So it's got to be specific to that person, right? So when you're talking about a business or an idea or something, like, how dare you even ask someone who's never taken a risk? I mean, you have a better chance of asking somebody who took a risk before and jumped out there and just tried it.
But are we the first generation to question that, like, I mean, this it's not like this just happened.
No.
This has been going on since the beginning of the time.
I think we like a rehash of like the 70s babies. We like the hippies.
So we just,
you know what I'm saying?
Like we're just pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
Just to,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
weird.
That's the same thing they did in the 70s and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like those were like the envelope pushers, the world changers, you know, the people who just would not conform. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's happening again. But it's a whole nother level of it because you got technology.
I was about to say, like, how much is technology playing into that?
A huge role.
That
a huge
evolution.
Role. How do you feel when you walk out the house and you leave your phone at home?
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
you're turning around and going back.
I don't care how far you are. I've been on the freeway and be like, shit, I forgot my phone.
That's true.
I don't care.
I'm going to risk getting fired.
Right.
It don't even matter what the outcome is.
I'm not even, when I get back in the car, if my boss is calling, I'm not answering the phone. I'm just going to get to the job and be like, yo, I lost my phone.
Your heart is beating the entire time. Like, what's who calling me?
No, all you can do is look at the clock and she's like, fuck. Oh, my God. Right. I know I probably got 1,000. Ain't nobody called you.
Ain't nobody called you.
Nobody called you.
You got one text message.
One text message. And it's like a telemarketer and shit. You were approved for that loan. Like, what loan? You know what I'm saying? But no, I think, so on the other note, let's get back to what we were giggling about a little bit earlier, right? The pineapples, right?
Oh, no. Not
okay.
Now.
Yeah.
So, no. I just, we go from one extreme to the next.
Yeah, we need to make sure people understand that.
Yeah.
This show is about in Detroit.
Right.
What's happening in Detroit.
Yeah.
But it's also fun.
Yeah, we
you know,
have
it's,
fun.
It's everyday, real life.
It's like this is the stuff that you would hear us talking about sitting at the bar having a couple shots, and we have been drinking, by the way. So I mean,
haven't been drinking anything.
So speaking of drinking things, while we're sitting here talking about drinking things, right? So it was an interesting topic that was brought up before we started the show when we were talking about pineapples, right? So tell us the story, Doris, of how this came up.
Oh my God!
Come on, don't.
No.
Yes, tell the story. Come on.
Well, I'll tell the story.
Tell a story, Rob. Tell it.
Yeah, you tell the story, Rob.
Doris was involved, by the way, so don't let her slide at no point. Like, she was involved in this conversation, so come on.
Okay, so it's funny. Like, me and my wife had this conversation quite a bit.
Okay.
And I didn't know that pineapples actually affects the flavor of your bodily fluids, right? So whenever I have a chance to drink pineapple juice— I make sure I drink pineapple juice.
Yes.
And so I inquired about pineapple juice being available.
Okay.
Before the show started.
Oh, okay.
And, Doris didn't understand why I was so persistent about pineapple juice.
So, Doris, did you find out?
I found out.
She asked me, but I wouldn't tell her. I made her, like, Google it.
So. Yeah, he wouldn't tell me, so I had to go on Google. But apparently, it's not just for men, too.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's for men and women.
Mm.
Interesting thing.
So, the question is, does this work?
Yeah,
that's the question.
Right.
That's
where I mean, I'm asking you, Rob. And your wife talked about it. I mean, y'all have experimented. So, I mean, I want to know.
She's told me. So, apparently, it does work.
How many kids you got, Rob?
I got 2 kids.
Oh, yeah, it works.
And
I'm
married, so it's okay.
Yeah, so obviously something works. I mean, you know.
So, I think.
It might as well taste good.
Right.
Yeah, one of the shows that we're going to do is I think we're going to bring the significant others on board, and let's debunk it.
Let's debunk it. Let's see.
Ashley would love to come on the show.
I'm about to fucking eat pineapples. My shit's going to taste like a fruit salad.
And Lisa's right here.
But that's going to be an interesting experiment. So,
all right, we need to get back.
Yeah, we
need to
get on track.
Right.
The one thing, too, is why are you guys doing the show?
Well, so are you asking us questions here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you go ahead, Rob. Why are you doing
it? You want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm doing the show is a very layered answer, but the number one reason is obviously, like, I think I've been in the midst of so many conversations about just how separated Detroit is in terms of people feeling like, you know, there's a lot of displacement and, you know, people want to have conversation. People want to have a voice. They want to be able to have conversations with people who actually matter, people who can actually take that information and do something about it.
Right.
If there's something to be done.
Right.
And then provide the other side of the spectrum that that person that don't understand may not understand. They can, you know, bring some light to their thought process. So, being that we have a lot of those connections, you know, I think the premise of the show is very cool because we can put people in the room who we can expose the people in our networks to and then give them an opportunity to voice their opinions and concerns and things like that. And so at the end of the day, it's really about helping bridge the gap between this lack of understanding that's happening, you know, on both sides, because there's valid points, valid reasons for a lot of things, and it's just a lack of dialogue and a lack of communication. So I think in Detroit is really going to eventually turn into a cool bridge that allows these two conversations to actually happen and meet somewhere in the middle.
I couldn't explain that better myself. That's why I told him to go first.
Right.
Because how, I mean, now I don't have to explain it, so I don't have to follow that shit up. So now I can just be ignorant.
No.
that's part of it. That's exactly the reason why I'm doing it too. Because I mean, like, one, actually, let me be completely honest too and transparent here while we got people, we on Facebook Live and stuff. Like,
We got two people. Oh, yeah, we got two people.
I bet you I don't know nan one of them. I guarantee you I don't. But the reason why I do this is because, I mean, I used to go to school a long time ago at a school that I dare not name now.
Okay.
That taught broadcasting, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, that's how I've always felt in my life. And you know how you always wanted that one job where it's like, if I had this job, I'd retire from this job. I would do this for the rest of my life. I had to work, right? Even though I have that entrepreneurial spirit, I always felt like if I could do anything, I'd be on the radio, right? And I felt like this was my opportunity to, you know, to do that, to chase that dream, right? And do it my way, right? Without having so many restrictions, you know, even though we do have restrictions, I mean, regardless to we can say what the fuck we want to say and stuff, but we still, you know, as the shows progress, we'll have restrictions. But also because I am born and raised in Detroit. And I live that every day, that opposite side, that hanging on the fence, you know. I grew up in Corktown. So now everybody sees Corktown, they see it as this upper middle class, like really well-to-do. Like, I mean, what's his name? Art Van? His granddaughter stays across the street from my mom.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, like, these houses were boarded up. And, like, it was a house across the street that was leaning to the side. That house just sold for, like, $280,000.
Sheesh.
You know what I'm saying? It was a house that had never been lived in. like ever since I could walk or even walk to the store by myself, and this house just sold for almost $500,000. You know, my neighborhood is changing and people around me are changing. And the people who are the original people that were there, the 600,000 plus people that are still here in the city that are the original Detroiters, are being affected by this. And by me working in nonprofit and working with outreach and stuff like that, I get to see both ends of it. Because I work with the corporate end of it and mm-hmm. I work with the people, right? And there's a lack of connection there, right? Because you got the people who come in, they see an opportunity, and they don't take time to have a conversation about it. They just make it happen,
right?
And in the process of it happening, then they start having that conversation, and then you have the people that are there that are like, oh well, how come we don't get none of this? How come right. we don't? But you know, it's all a part of being educated, being prepared, and being ready to take advantage of some of that stuff,
right? And I think the people just want to be in the conversation.
Yeah,
like,
right.
They just want to have some type of input, or, you know, if you've already decided exactly what it is you're getting ready to do,
right,
and you didn't include any of the people that you're going to actually directly affect
exactly.
with the moves you make,
right,
then it just, I mean, it makes you feel some type of way.
Exactly.
You can't really be mad at them for feeling that type of way.
That's how you get that whole gentrification thing, mm-hmm. right?
Because you don't. At least the feeling of that.
Right. I mean, regardless to the fact of whether you agree with it or not, it's some valid points on both ends of it. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And it's like, if you come in and you're doing this, first of all, your gentrification begins where you have organizations that are poverty pimping.
Right.
Right? Because when people see gaps and they see they can come in and take advantage of that,
right,
then you're going to have those people that can take advantage of that first.
Right.
Right? And then you have other people that come behind, you know what I'm saying?
With the right reasons.
Right. You know, and any entrepreneur has heard the old saying of, you know, there's the innovator, the imitator, and then it's the goddamn fool. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, like, you're going to have the innovator, then you're going to have the people that come in and, you know, chase behind that, you know, whatever. But when you're not prepared to take advantage of an opportunity, or you don't know that these opportunities exist, it leaves you in that dark spot, you know. And then you have people coming in, and what they're doing is they're changing everything around what exists already. So you're not including the people that are there. So that is what makes gentrification, right?
Right.
And these poverty pimpers allow them to come in and do that and move that around.
Right.
I'm not going to get deep off into
yeah,
it
because
we'll save that for a whole show.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's
we'll make
deep,
somebody pay for that
it's
shit.
It's extremely
but, you know,
deep.
Right.
This is an extremely deep,
sponsor.
Deep right. conversation. I mean, like,
yeah.
My thing is, I'm glad this show exists because now you have the opportunity to voice your opinion.
Right.
Like, you have the opportunity
right.
to not just chill, mm-hmm. not just sit there and think about it, not post it on your Facebook page, not,
right.
you know, complain. Like, you have the opportunity to get into the conversation, and our job is going to be to bring people into this room
right.
who can actually make something happen with what you're saying, you know. So now it goes from just being a thought in your head or a feeling or an opinion to, you know, something that you're doing that can actually impact some type of change, because you're probably thinking something that everybody else was thinking.
Right.
You know, so like let's activate that and make it a part of the conversation so something can actually happen.
You know, I'm going to share with the listeners, when I heard these two individuals talking about having their own show, I've known them through a school that we're at, DSDT, and I know their power, and I know the way that they want to help people. And it's and ring
I love
bell.
That bill.
I know. I've been always a passionate person,
right.
and these two will tell you is I'm the type of person, if I see someone drowning, I'm the type of person that'll take everything else, jump off and save that person. Is I love that these two have this way of creating laughter, but also having conversation. And as you can probably have already seen,
okay.
as you've been watching, is the way that the show is going to happen and the way that the conversations are going to go
mm-hmm.
is that
right.
we can get deep, but we can also still have laughter. Mm. And that's the reason why I joined you guys, is because...
And we're happy to have you.
That's right. As we go deep.
Well, when I found out that we haven't even deep. Booked the show the day before...
Like, they need us. This is
right,
a charity
right.
case.
I figured
out. Wait. You're doing a show, and you're doing all this shit, and y'all haven't even booked this time.
Oh, God, I got
to
help them.
Oh, my God. So, with that being said, I guess we are looking for interns, people that are interested in working with
we
the
help.
Show, getting your feet wet in something like this. I guarantee you, this will be... amazing. We got to keep the same engineer too.
Yeah.
Can we? Is that possible? Like, can we make arrangements?
I believe so.
Keep you on board.
I like how she. I was like, can we say that? You can say whatever the fuck you want to say. Just say it.
It's your show.
It's your show. I'm saying shit.
Love it.
I love it. So like. Let me ask y'all. So while we're talking about Detroit and stuff, we got to get somebody from that. What's that show? Detroiters?
Yeah. The Detroiters.
I love that show.
I think we can make it happen.
You know what? I'm going to be honest right now. I'm not gonna get on the radio pretend like I watch that shit all the time because I don't.
I seen one episode.
I seen four.
Just to keep it legit.
I seen four, and you know what I did? I watched all four of them.
But listen,
when I was
I got
at work.
One
Sorry,
up.
Jamie.
I got one up because I met the cast in person.
Oh.
I went to a special. Airing of the show.
Ah. So. You know what? They called me to audition for that show, but I thought they were pump faking, and I thought it was like one of those organizations that call you and make you pay them to take pictures and stuff. And I'm like, man, I'm not going to audition for that shit. Like, and I probably have missed out on a lot of opportunities doing that shit because I get them text messages. Do you still want to come in and be a part of our?
That means you signed
casting?
Up on some website,
yeah,
kind of like
yeah,
an acting website.
I probably did it when I was like 18, and they just been following me ever since. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit
you ever
stuff.
Dream to be an actor?
Right, like. Come on in. We're auditioning today.
I think you have what it takes.
Right? Right? You get in there, it's 8,000 people in there. You're like, God damn, everybody
hey,
got
you know
what
it's so
takes.
Silly? Like when I was probably 21 or 22, I'm walking through the mall.
You got approached, didn't you?
In the mall? Did they do the Tyson Beckford on your shit? You got something special. Come here. Let me look into my eyes. Shit. Look at you. Get over here. Come take some pictures of you. You got $50?
Yeah, man. That happened.
Hey, Mickey,
is there anybody that didn't happen to?
I mean,
oh,
I think it
that
is
was
happened
horrible.
I used to work for one of those places when I was like 20.
Yeah, really? Like out of Ferndale
like,
or something?
Yeah.
Oh, she got you.
Oh, my.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, it was the exact
like,
same place.
You,
man.
It was like
they got
Ferndale.
Me so
that
hyped.
Was like 14 years ago. So it could have been me.
Oh, my God.
They're on, yep. They're on Channel 2. What's that channel?
The Problem Solvers? Shut up.
Yeah. Turns out, like, the woman that owned the company was, like, a shyster.
Oh,
was trying
man.
To get money out of people.
Yeah,
she was.
But she, like,
terrible.
Claimed that she was, like, a sub company of Wilhelmina.
Yes.
So God. That's how she got everybody to go and work for her. And yep. I was like, well, Wilhelmina is, like
they
huge.
The
they're
team.
The
yeah,
yeah,
yes.
modeling company. That and, you know, See. Ford and whatever. But
yeah, Ford. But that's who got
they,
me.
Four. Yeah,
the they bring you in. Yeah.
See
show
now,
you a
Ford's
video.
Legit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
this is like, yeah.
yeah
and
they
then they
you
make
the
you
video.
Do the
so they're a subsidiary of Wilhelmina, and all these opportunities and
right.
all these things they've done for all these different models and actors, and you just feel like.
Did you do the catwalk?
I didn't do the catwalk.
Oh my, what is
do
the
that,
catwalk?
That's when I knew.
What the fuck?
Now everybody tried to get me to do a catwalk. But that's when I knew. It
Are
was
you
like, okay.
serious?
The something's
that
something's
hold
wrong,
on, dog. Something, yeah.
something is really
wrong.
Fishy.
The
with
old
this
office
situation.
Was right above Como's.
Yes.
That was the place, right?
I knew it was Ferndale. Like,
oh,
it was,
yeah.
it was horrible.
God. That's horrible.
It
so
was horrible.
I got a horrible story like that, right? It didn't have anything to do with a modeling agency. I ain't that pretty, but look, I'm a good actor though, so they'd be letting me coming at me for shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I got skills, but. I was like, one day we went to, what is that? What was it? Not Planet Fitness. What was it back in the day?
Fitness USA.
Fitness USA.
Fitness USA. Yes.
Fitness USA.
Yeah.
They were at the mall, right? So I think I was working a summer job or something like that, right? Shouts out to GDYT, mayor's office, all that. And the reason why I'm shooting y'all out because I want you on my show. Anyway, so I was working in a summer program or something like that. And they're like, hey, you guys, you want to get in shape? You know, when you're a kid and you're making money and you get in the summer, you got cash. I ain't paying no bills or nothing like that. Got
right.
all these.
Got homies. A cell phone bill.
Yeah. I mean, this was like, I'm not going to date myself, but yeah.
Before cell phones?
No, this was like right at the cusp. Like it was right at that breaking point.
Where they still got hot.
Where people had a beeper and a cell phone okay. at that point right there, right?
Oh
so like, I like you had, this is at the point where you could like take the beeper apart. It had became that people got that technologically savvy where they could take their beeper apart and put a new case on it.
Okay,
and
right,
you got
right.
the clear ones,
right,
the
right.
one with the cat
with
on
the,
and all
the
that
black
shit.
On the bottom.
Yeah,
the
gray.
The top.
Yeah. I had that. And then we had the cell phones, right? So we in the mall and dude's like, yeah, you know, you can get in shape, blah, blah, blah. And I'm a ball player. I play baseball, whatever, you know. So I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever. Why not get a gym membership, you know, work out in the summertime, whatever. So we go in. They give us this pass. Supposed to be a free pass, bring one person. You know, I get to work out for free for 30 days, whatever. And then, you know, no commitment.
Right.
Right? man, I get in here. Dude got us doing the hardest workout ever in the world, right? Like, I was super tired.
Ex-Marine.
Ex-Navy SEAL or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Got you in there doing some crazy shit.
Oh, man.
So at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, fuck, man. So we walking out, but before we walk out, hey, fellas, come in here. Let me talk to you for a second. You know, got sitting down in a chair, and dude, like, straight drill sergeant style, he's just like, so, you know what? I see you guys are interested. I see you guys got drive. I want to get you going. I'm going to give you a special package. We're going to give you a discount today. Bam, 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 bam. He's writing this shit up while we're talking, right?
Right.
And I'm just sitting there. We don't get a chance to say a word.
Right.
Like, when you're talking about somebody controlling the conversation, dude was controlling the conversation. And I'm like, damn, you signing? You got writing on here, sign right here. And I'm like, man, you know, I don't really want no gym membership of $300 a month. Like, I ain't got that kind of money. Like, hey, look. I'm going to do you special. I'm special right now. You know what? Because I see something in you. I'm going to help you out. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck you see in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but whatever. Yeah, you. Like, I'm going to give it to you today. $49.95. I'm like, damn, dog, that was a huge drop. Right, like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm go ahead. Take it home. Think about it. I'm like, all right. I swear to God, this dude came to my job, dude. He came up to my job. They called me from the front. Torian Thomas, you have a visitor in the front. I'm like, what the fuck? Even my supervisor was like, motherfucker, what you got a visitor for? Nigga, you an intern, nigga. You like, you when you come back from that visit, get your shit. You about to leave, nigga, right? So I get up, I walk in the front. I'm like, who is it? That's a gentleman here from Planet Fitness. I'd like to speak with you. I said, are you serious? Dog, I dodged this nigga for 30 days, dog. I had to, like, literally hide on my way home. He knew everything because he had all my information on the damn application. This shit was creepy and scary, dog. Like, that's how, George, that's how
I had the same experience.
Really?
I had this Bally Total Fitness.
That's fucked up.
They did the same thing with me and got me to sign up. Never went. I like
Doris
didn't
just
even
did
do
it. She didn't even fight it.
You
she
know me. Like, okay. I'm like, okay, where do I sign? Is it for the children?
Okay, I'll do it.
If it's for the children, just give me the signature.
Hey, none of these organizations exist anymore, do they?
No.
Oh, okay, I was about to say, because we're going to be famous, because we're about to get sued for character defamation.
No, so. I think they actually got sued for charging, like, outrageous prices and having people locked in a contract.
Yeah, because
I had one, like you had, too. See? I just never paid it, because I was like, no. And they were like,
they
you can't cancel.
A lifetime. Yeah. It was like a lifetime contract.
They're like, you sold us $1,000. Yeah. Like, yeah, well, I'm not paying you.
That's I think they put it on your credit, too.
Yeah.
That goes on your credit.
It went away.
Oh, it did? Okay.
You're right, because it's not on my credit.
Yeah, because they ended up getting like a class action lawsuit or whatever against them for like roping people into like year-long contracts.
So everybody got like $7.
$7.
You get $7.
I hate that shit. So what happens to the person that we need to get a lawyer in here to ask those questions? Like, what happens to the person that starts the lawsuit? Like, do they get more than $7 or is they just part of the $7 crew?
Right.
I think for class action lawsuits, the attorney gets like a lump sum. Like in personal injury suits or whatever, like they get a third. So in class action lawsuits, they
Aaron
get a percentage.
Yeah, they get a percentage.
And then the rest is, you know, divvied out to whomever signed up with the class action lawsuit.
So to be a lawyer on something like that is gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a $400 million
lawyer
lawsuit.
Is actually the only one that wins.
Right, right.
Literally,
Everybody else is like, it's like go get a fast food.
You know what? Maybe
combo.
We should get an attorney
to come
on the show.
That'd be cool.
You know what we should do? We should get two battling attorneys in here at the same time and let them battle that shit out.
Oh, man.
Like, ding, 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 ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's when you use the bell, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have two of the best attorneys in the state of Michigan ready to battle it out for your money. Who would you get, though? Who would be, like, the top attorney?
Well,
there's
I was about to say, there's a ton. I mean, my attorney, Alexa Taylor.
I mean, but
she
like,
would love to come in.
Who would she battle though? She's too nice to battle people. Like, she, people like her.
And ain't no nice attorneys.
I mean, well, nobody likes attorneys, period. But I'm just saying, like,
not a good attorney.
I mean, but who's like a well known like asshole attorney?
So like Figer.
Ooh,
like Jeffrey Figer versus like Mike Moore. Ooh. Mike Morse.
Aren't they, like, isn't he getting sued right now by somebody? From-
yeah, I don't trust like him. Call Sam.
I was about to say.
I like Sam. See, Sam's somebody.
He's feisty. Yes. He's been around for this long. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Right. He got longevity.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Sam is feisty, but he feisty because he got that go. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can talk shit to Sam. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't even get Jeff in here.
I mean,
like,
and you grew up on Sam.
Yeah.
Like you, that's all you've seen on TV as an 8-year-old.
And then now he got his family involved, and it's like you can't go off on his blind son. Like you gotta be cool.
I met his son.
You know what I'm saying?
I met his blind son.
You did?
I have to tell you, he is one of the most humble, awesome human beings I've ever met.
I believe you.
You know, Sam seemed like a cool guy.
Yeah, his whole family. They seem like they just when you walk in the door, they're like, "Hey, come on!" Right.
Yeah, like I honestly, he did an event for a diversity conference we're at, and you know, you think when you meet celebrities, that's always the first time is you get the feel for how they're going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're humble or they just want you know the pictures. Is he comes up? He's like, "Hi, dear. How are you?" He doesn't even know me.
Sam Bernstein.
Sam or Sam's son?
Sam's son.
Wow.
And he doesn't even know me, but he's such an advocate
Wait. I'm about to be the asshole right now.
Oh.
So this is the blind son, right?
Yes.
So how did he even know when he walked up and was like, "Hey, sweetheart"?
He's not blind.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking. I didn't know. I thought it, but
I didn't say anything.
See, these are the things that people don't want to say. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're here for.
That's why it's here.
There it is. All right.
Sure, everybody wondered.
Right. Well, so he was nice.
He's nice.
What about the daughter? Are they?
I haven't met them. So I just met the son at he came to a diversity conference to just speak about disability. And
how many kids is it? Is it
three?
Three?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's two boys and a girl, right?
There's three.
I know the son and I know Sam. I don't really know.
Right.
Who else?
Well, I mean, everybody knows Sam.
Everyone forgets the female.
I don't even see Sam on TV that much no more.
Yeah, Sam kind of faded to black on the commercial too.
Yeah, he probably don't even go to court no more.
He probably don't need it.
No, he probably don't. He probably good for life. Whatever y'all want to do.
No, he's kicking it in Tahiti and he's like, "All right, kids, go on and raise some money."
Right, exactly.
He's
like, "Do it. I built this for you."
Right.
Do it. They're waiting for you. I mean, like, so hopefully someday we'll have that Sam Bernstein go.
Yeah, Sam Bernstein built it already. Right.
I know, like, I want to have that, like, maybe we can have that in Detroit, Sam Bernstein, like, type of go, right?
I'm going to put it for I'm setting up the calendar for you guys, so we'll get all the shows booked, and everybody that wants to be on the show, have the conversation.
Part of the conversation.
You know what I thought would be dope for a show? And I mean, since we're talking about this and people pick up our podcast, you listen to it, if you have any suggestions, feel free to hit us up. Shoot us a message on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, whatever the hell we have going on here. And let us know what you want to hear about. But what I thought would be really cool is, like, since we're moving into the holiday seasons, once we get into November, closer to Thanksgiving, I thought it would be dope to have our families in here and just talk about some of the things that we are thankful for. And we can also talk about some of the shitty things that we're not so thankful for in the city. I mean, you know, it goes hand in hand here, right? Right? I mean, it's a few things that happen that, you know, you're not thankful for. Like, for instance, right? I mean, I don't mind getting some exercise, jumping out and riding your bike. But when I got a fucking meeting to be at 6:30 and I go in my house on Trumbull and I come out and it's 15,000 motherfuckers riding down Trumbull and they got the whole goddamn street blocked off with that bullshit and they get this motherfucker an Apple commercial, man, fuck you and your Apple commercial, nigga. I want to throw my iPhone because of that shit. That is the dumbest shit I ever seen. Nobody's paying attention. Everybody got their iPhones up and they looking at each other. They just looking up, riding their bike, playing music and shit. Like, this is just a photo shoot. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then they all meet up. And it's crazy because you'll pull up in front of your house, right, and you'll park. And they'll pull up next to you with 8 bikes on the back of the truck and shit and look at you like you stupid. Like, "Why are you parking here? You don't have any bikes." Like, "Motherfucker, I live here." Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And then they'll pull up on your lawn and shit like, "Fuck it." Like, "No, you can't park." And the police look at you like, "What you doing over here?" "Motherfucker, right. I live here." The fuck?
Like, do you see this house?
Yes.
Like, there is a house.
You live here? Yeah, nigga, Corktown and always used to be like this. It wasn't this uppity all the time. Yes, oh, I just happen to be still here from the old school.
Okay, but like, okay, slow roll is a good thing.
I mean,
how many people are in, like, how many people attend?
Isn't it like thousands?
There's a lot.
Like, there's so many people on bikes and they, like, ride from what? Like, from BFE, like, north all the way down through the Detroit.
Anywhere you know they can disrupt your day.
And it's, right, it started.
Yeah.
It
like, get out of my way. Like, I'm really in a car. Small. I will run you over.
I don't. Hey, I get points for that shit. I don't
right.
care.
Right.
When did Slow Roll start?
It I don't started even
like,
know.
Like 2014?
Yeah. Didn't we
I think we talked about that. Did you told me about the founder.
2014 yeah, I mean, or 13.
So the founder used to live not too far away. And you know, we kind of like run in the same circles.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like.
So y'all cool?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah. Nah. Okay. Nah, no. Nah, not at all. Not at all. I wasn't, okay. I wasn't in the Apple commercial.
All right.
Everybody, he cool. It was an Apple commercial. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
He was really in the Apple commercial.
It was about him.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
It was about him. So I kind of feel like, you know, that he. That's cool. Like, you know, you put something together, you got a lot of people to buy into what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? But, like, what's the purpose behind that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it, like, the bike races and stuff like that. You got bike races that happen once a year seasonally. They benefit some foundation. They run it for a cure. They doing whatever they're doing. And we'll talk about that shit, too, because Susan B. Anthony on some bullshit. But anyway, I think, like, they do all types of stuff, and like with all these national disasters and shit going on, like right after, like they had a ride right after all the hurricane shit. Like at what point do you use that to, you know, to do something? You know what right. I'm saying? Engage yourself. You got an Apple commercial out of it, though. You've been blessed,
right?
So spread that love, dog. Don't sit back and just be, you know, suck up all of that and fuck up my day with your bikes and shit. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even feel too bad if they're riding like, yo, we riding to help the people in Puerto Rico.
Right.
We riding to help the people in Florida. We riding to help the people in Texas. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking just ride your bikes because you bored and
you
got off of
just
work
to ride,
early.
Just to ride.
Nah, man, that shit is dumb, dog. Every Monday or Tuesday, like, really?
So if you're gonna do it, why not do it at Stony Creek and you yeah. know go ahead and throw an event there, get like food vendors, beer vendors,
yes.
and have people just go in loops.
Right.
See, and that doesn't disturb literally anybody.
Right.
This is good because I think we need to have this conversation.
Maybe we need to have his ass here.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
let's get.
I agree.
Here.
I think we should. Because there's a reason.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he does this, right? So for in his mind, and any entrepreneur that creates something, right?
Right?
There's something that he says as like a problem
mm-hmm.
that he wants to find a solution for.
Yeah, I can't think
but
of
not,
anything.
I can't
he's
either.
Doing with
I can't think
people
of a problem.
Bikes.
We need him here to answer that question.
I think
are they paying him to do that?
I don't know.
Do you pay to Slow Roll?
No.
All right, let me money goes to charity. No, like what's the point?
Yeah.
So get it. Do it at Stony Creek.
All right. So we need to put the Google calendar out and we'll book him.
Right.
And if anybody knows him,
right.
No, we should
book my homegirl from the Wheelhouse. All right. Kelly Kavanaugh, and let her talk about the proper way to put together a bike tour and not have
who
our
is that?
Fucking days fucked up. Kelly Kavanaugh. She's
I don't
a good
know.
Friend of mine. She lives in the neighborhood.
What does she do?
She's a Cork Towner.
Okay.
She's a faithful court counter,
okay.
you know.
Okay.
She okay. lives right with us in a little cul-de-sac.
Okay. Okay.
But she owns the Wheelhouse right there on the riverfront,
okay.
which is a bike rental company and a bike shop. So they sell bikes and stuff, right? Kelly is a good friend of mine, and we had a conversation about this not too long ago when we were talking about how the proper way to do it, because at first they didn't even have police. They would just take over the streets.
Right.
Period. And the police came in because shit, they didn't have a choice.
Right.
I mean, it's just so many people. They have to create
some
type of.
There's about
to
be some fights jumping off.
Man.
Well, yeah.
What?
And we're seeing like riding their bikes through like red lights and stuff. And like
right.
people are like Ooh. Almost ending up roadkill.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
When you should
police
see
should
them.
Probably
organization
be there.
Is key.
You should see them going through Southwest Detroit when they start going down Verner and going up Liverdoys.
And these are people that. Don't live in Detroit necessarily.
None of them probably live in. You probably out of the whole crew of people who Slow Roll. You probably 10 to 15%. Not
wow.
even. I would 10 say
to
10 to 15% of them in Slow Roll probably live in the city.
Wow.
Or from the city.
So you're saying they come from outside the city just to come for
yeah,
from Slow Roll.
Actually, I'm just talking shit because I'm being an asshole, but fuck that. Yeah.
No, I think you're right.
See? Oh, see?
Yeah, we didn't,
she's
yeah,
sitting in front
yeah.
of the computer.
I like to know like
yeah.
what percentage yeah. of Slow Rollers actually live in Detroit.
Right.
That's a good question.
Right.
Actually, that's something we should look into.
Investigate.
Yeah.
You know what else is? So along with the Slow Rolling thing, like the whole when we talk about gentrification and all this different stuff, I find it so funny when I go to like bars, right? And I'm sitting at a bar, and you always never fails. It's always somebody sitting next to me talking to a group of people or something. They're like, yeah, so you know, I just don't understand what's going on with these people over here complaining about our bike lanes. You know, and to be honest with you, I've been in Detroit for 5 years. Okay? 5 years, buddy. Okay? And I don't understand what your fucking problem is because I pay my fucking taxes. I go and I fucking vote. You fucking vote? Right? Huh? Right? And it's like, I'm sitting there, I'm listening to this conversation. And they're like, isn't that a right T? Right? Come on, man. Come on, tell me. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I was like, how long have you been here, T? Well, let's see. I'm 34 years. So you take your 5 years and you ball that shit up, you know, and I'll wipe my ass with it, and I'll drop it right here on the fucking counter for you, and then we can start a new conversation about you and your 5 years and just moving here. I hate that shit. I would never go and move to the suburbs and be like, you know what? When I pull up and I'm smoking weed and shit, and I'm banging my shit, they always call the motherfucking police on me, dog. I don't give a fuck, bro. Well, yeah. I just bought a $500,000 house out in this bitch. I don't give a fuck.
That's actually, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, that's eye-opening.
But it's valid, though, because it's right. Like, now but they expect you to be, you in a place where, you know, that's expected to be respected.
Right.
Right? So when you come to the city, like, respect that, dude. Like, you've been here for 2 seconds. Like, relax. Now, I had a boss like that. She came in the job one time and was just there for 2 seconds and was just trying to take shit over. You know the fuck she was doing.
Right.
I'm like, damn, slow your roll, shorty. Anyway.
No, you know what? But this is, again, why we're doing this show.
Right, right.
Is we're having conversations from different outlooks.
Right.
I mean, our engineer is now in the conversation, which is awesome. I mean, like, that's something that we want to do more of, is having more people engage in. And I can see you.
Right.
I mean, seriously, being part of the conversation where we can go out and talk about differences. But at the end of the day, how is it that we come together?
Like, right. I mean,
what do we do?
And there's some good sides to that, too, because I do believe that, I mean, like, for example, you got people who rag on Dan Gilbert and rag on the guy that owns the bridge, you know, Manny Maroon, right? My thing is this, dude. These guys got resources, right, where they were able to take advantage of a situation, right? And they did. You got people who've been in this city who have resources and have money and been able to do things that ain't done shit but sit up and fucking talk, right? But you the same people leading community conversations about, like, how come we not involved in this? Fuck it, because you didn't use none of that dope money to buy the hood. That's why. Dan Gilbert did. So, I mean, like, ain't nothing you can't be mad at him for doing that. You can't be mad at a dude who wants to build a bridge when the bridge was an international crossing that was for sale. Like, they put that back in the day. If it was a fucking, like, a eBay or a Craigslist, that shit probably would have been on Craigslist or eBay. Like, you want to buy the fucking bridge, right? And he just took advantage. He had the money. He like, fuck it, I'm going to buy the bridge. He bought the bridge, the only private owner of an international crossing. Right? I mean, how can you be mad at this dude? You want to expand his shit. I want to make more money. That's what I do. I make money. I'm for profit.
He a businessman.
He a businessman. He's an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. right? But there's a flip side to that, right? Mm-hmm. Because just like you say, you can't move into somebody's space without, you know, consulting the people in the space.
Right. You can't just take it over. Like, do you guys watch Shameless?
Yes.
I've never seen that.
This last season, like, strikes gentrification, like, right down to the T.
Chicago.
Yep. Because there's this, you know, yuppity woman that, like, sees the neighborhood and she's like, oh, you know, let's put a Jamba Juice on this corner and take this old lady's place, and everything's hiking up and people are like, dude, we can't afford our bills. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, there's restaurant owners downtown. One guy, I can't think of the name of the restaurant right now, but because of the fact that all this real estate has been, you know, bought up in Detroit and everything, and now it's changing. I mean, the dude can't afford his rent, and it's just jumping up. So, I mean, there's got to be – it's amazing that Dan Gilbert came in and invested in – you know, he saw a business opportunity. I get it. Money.
Right.
Totally understandable. That's how you pay your bills. That's how you, feed your future generations. I get it. But at the same point, there's got to be –
the balance.
Yeah, there's got to be balance. Mm-hmm. There's got to be, you know,
be
like, go
and
ahead
take.
And gradually raise rent over the course of 5 years for business owners or something. Don't just make it jump up like that. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously, as things grow, like in any area, property value is going to raise because there's new stuff there that people want to go see, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And that's understandable. But at the same point, like, you've got to work with a community. You can't just come in and bulldoze and take over it. There's still people that exist there.
True story. I'm going to be new Detroit.
Right.
Because I'm looking for a place in downtown Detroit. I kid you not, I got a message and they're like, Doris, check out this place. I'm like, okay, awesome. One bedroom, one bathroom.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine the price tag.
Apartment. I'm like, oh, this is sweet.
How much
was
it?
This is great. How much do you think?
Was it 28 grand?
You got it right on the head. $2,800 a month.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
By Little Caesars Arena.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. I could see that.
But
I could see that.
No.
What?
Why?
That's ridiculous. No,
I mean, I could. I'm not
one
saying,
bedroom, one bath.
No, I'm not saying that's okay. But I mean, like, I could see.
Oh, wait,
that.
The apartments they're building right outside of it's Little Caesars,
outside of there.
That looks super sweet too. But
yeah,
$800.
One bedroom, one bedroom, one bath. That's insane.
One bedroom, $800
a month.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's like New York, right? Yeah. Like, you go to New York and you spend a fucking $4,000.
Yeah.
To live, you know, in this apartment.
Right. That's why we live in Michigan.
Right. Exactly.
If I want to live in New York and pay New York prices, I'd move to New York.
You want to stay in the Big Apple, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I mean, even now, this is turning into like this mosh posh. And you can kind of like see it too, right? You see like how people from New York and L.A., when they come in, they bring those architectural designs with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of see downtown like how certain parts, how these people from different parts of the country influence that. And I'm like, damn, dude, like, y'all need to get, like, on one accord here. Like,
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Right.
Is there a part of you that want to see us? I mean, because historically, you got L.A. and you got New York, then you got Detroit.
Right.
Like, don't a part of you want to kind of be...
Well, Chicago and then probably Detroit, right?
Yeah, right. But just in terms of, like, perception and, like...
Absolutely, you know, yeah.
You want to be... On that level, when people think about going somewhere and being a tourist and like...
One of the worst things I used to hate was when I was in college and you talk to people and they'd be talking about where they're from, right?
Yeah.
And everybody...
I know exactly where you're going.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you would think when you tell people, like, where you from?
When you wear that D hat.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know, they're like, they see the hat, they're like, oh, you from Detroit? I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's where, what's his name? Kwame.
Have you ever seen anybody get killed?
Right. Have you ever been shot before? Have you ever shot anybody?
Wow. Is it as bad as they say it is?
Right. I know you're glad you got out of there.
Right.
Are you safe? Have you ever lost anybody?
Yeah, that junk drive me crazy.
Right. Do you gangbang? Are you a gangbanger? Like, dog, you from L.A., nigga. What are you talking about? Do I gangbang? Nah, we come to y'all city and take over. That's what we do. Like. But no, I used to hate that. Not like, oh, wow, you ever been to the Motown Museum? Like, have you ever met any, like, old, like, artists or anything? Like, have you ever seen any of that stuff? Like,
right.
You know, or I used to get... Have you ever been on 8 Mile?
Yep. That happened with Eminem.
Yeah, that was Eminem, right?
Eminem
there.
Did that.
Shouts out to him. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, Eminem.
Thanks for that, you know. But yes, I've been on 8 Mile. Yes, I've seen the trailer park on 8 Mile. Yes,
right.
I have. Yes. Never have you been Henry Ford or anything. Oh, cars. Like, oh, yeah. The Motor City.
Right.
No, you from where Kwame from, right? Didn't y'all mayor just go to jail?
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, man, you can't escape that.
Kwame was, I was surprised when. That situation happened, and that was like national. That was national news.
I mean, but Kwame was national news from jump.
He was, but like his demise was super. It was like international.
I'm sorry, I gotta straighten myself out. And shit. I'm like, you know how you sit for too long and shit, and like, you know what I'm saying?
This is so new to us. Like, where are we at? Like, where are we at with time? Like.
We got like 7 minutes left.
Seven minutes.
Dude,
how fast that went by?
Yeah, I know, right? 7 minutes.
So I think we should spend this last 7 minutes really just recapping and making sure people know exactly what this show is going to be about.
Okay.
Because, right. I mean, we talked about everything that's happening in Detroit.
We did.
But
we didn't even, but I mean, we talked about a lot, but we haven't even touched a lot.
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah, we just scratched the surface.
Yeah, we just scratched the surface of what's going on. So, once again,
times and when we gonna be when they can
every Thursday
to us.
Every Thursday, right?
Every Thursday.
5 o'clock.
5 PM.
Right here, Podcast Detroit in Detroit. We'll be talking about the new Detroit.
Now how can they listen?
Yeah.
So you wanna go to podcastdetroit.com and you'll click on Studio One, the little play button that says listen, or download the app for free. in, you know, whatever your phone store, whether you got Android or iOS. Apple or whatever, you know, download Podcast Detroit app. You'll click on Studio One. You can listen to it there. Perfect. Or after, we will go ahead, you know, if you're not listening live, we will go ahead and put it out to SoundCloud and iTunes and Stitcher and iHeart and the places.
We on iHeartRadio.
All the places.
We big time already.
Hey, I just want to say iHeartRadio was originally my idea.
No, what?
Okay, so look, I'm like the Napster guy, right?
You give us a 30-second version.
Yeah. Let me give you the 30-second version. When I was in college, I had an opportunity to come. We were doing a project, right? You had to come up with your own company. All right, I came up with this idea with internet radio. Everybody said it was stupid because it's like, how are you gonna make money doing internet radio? I said, fucking internet radio is stupid. How do you make money doing radio? And they're like, oh well, you know, you got sponsors, you got ads. I was like, duh, internet, dude. I can pick ads and sponsors from everywhere.
Right.
I can set it up geographically. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. They're like, that's dumb. That doesn't exist yet. Now look at it.
And this is why you don't listen to other people.
That's
ever.
Right. Exactly. That's right. Don't listen to nobody.
People are
except
dumb.
For us.
Yep. If all you fail, time. You fail, but at least you tried.
That's right.
Right.
And don't take anyone's advice except for me and Rob's.
Humans are
every Thursday at 5 o'clock right here on Podcast Detroit.
Humans aren't very smart.
Nah. That, not
where
at
did
all.
The term common sense come from? Every single day, I'm like, it's not common.
Nah, it's not
common sense. It's not common.
Nah. I feel like somebody just came up with that out of like irony.
Right. Somebody's mama.
It was ironic.
Somebody's mama. That sounds like somebody, somebody's mama would say, I it's think, common sense.
I think cats and kids get it.
Right.
Cats and kids. Get common sense. Sense?
And dogs. Cats and kids and dogs.
You shake your head, yeah, cats, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You either love cats or you don't.
So eventually we plan on having our own website.
Yes.
We plan to have a Facebook page, Instagram page.
YouTube.
We want everybody to chime in, any suggestions, any information, anybody you feel is a good fit for the show.
Yeah.
We want to talk to them.
Send them right over to me, and I'll
Doris is
going to
definitely take care of you.
Doris, give them your email address.
Yeah, my email is dhage11@gmail.com. So dhage11@gmail.com. So if you have somebody that wants to come on our show, if you have a topic that is really crucial in Detroit that needs to be talked about, send it over to me, and we will make sure it's done and saved by the bell.
Save by the bell. I like it.
This is going to be fun.
This is going to be fun.
Looking forward to this.
You guys did great.
I know.
Thank you. You guys did really, really good.
You did good too, Doris.
It felt good.
No, you guys did good.
And hopefully Jessica will join us moving forward.
No, I love it. This is great.
Awesome.
Hello, we got our engineer.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave. We're stealing folks. I like it.
Dave Phillips.
Dave
out.
Phillips. Shouts out to Dave with IT and the D. You know.
And DSDT for sponsoring the show.
Oh, yeah. This show is sponsored today in part by DSDT, Detroit School for Digital Technology. Look how much you can learn in just 1 year.
Train, employ, empower.
There we go. All right, DSDT. Shouts out to Jamie Cothy, CEO and founder of DSDT, my boss, the lady that cuts the checks for me, so you know I'm going to lay it down for you. I'd like to thank our two people that joined us on Facebook Live.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fuck the rest of y'all.
Yeah.
No, people will watch it after.
All y'all that was reposted talk right. About, oh, dog,
y'all
send me
all
the
getting
link.
Blocked.
Send me the link.
Y'all getting blocked.
Okay. You ain't getting no more happy birthday from me. Yeah. Okay.
Don't be trying to come on the show either.
Nope. And I'm not sharing my friendship, how long I've been friends with you on Facebook. Nah. How about that? Yeah. Nah. You get no more tags.
Oh, my
done.
God.
Finito.
Unfollowed.
Unfollowed.
Unfollow.
I hope your computer get a virus, nigga.
Angry face.
Angry. Crying face a little bit. Just two or three in between there. But thank you all. How much time we got left still? We still got time?
A minute and 30 seconds.
Like, yep.
Like a damn.
Wow, you were right on.
Man, I got this internal clock thing that just
clearly because I had to look.
Right, shit. Even the engineer had to look.
I can't even help it.
I'll have a quick question. So 30 seconds each. If you were granted president right now, what's the first thing that you would do?
Smoke some weed in the White House.
Okay.
Ooh, I like it.
I would never want to be president. No. Ever in life.
Ellen, the engineer.
Ever.
Oh, I'm Jessica, but that's okay. We do have an Ellen here.
Do you know what? I think that's my intern from the school. throws up before.
Probably.
Yes.
Honestly, I that is the worst job in the world. I wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
I would not want it. So I can't even. What is the first thing I would do? I don't know.
I said I smoke.
I quit. That's what I do.
Ooh. Oh, that is good.
So at the inauguration, just walk up when you get a speech, just be like, I fucking quit.
Be like, I was just kidding. Bye. That whole thing. Good luck with the other candidate.
What would you do, Doris?
Right. Would you change anything? Would you change any laws?
What do you guys think I would do?
Make
everybody to feel their energy.
Right.
I would tell everybody.
Let's just take all this negative energy in the world.
Come one with yourself.
Let's take this negative energy in the world. Let's ball it up.
All right. I would have everybody send it at the next meeting. We're all meditating.
Everybody. Build a mat.
Next time.
Everybody in the
forward
dog.
Get in touch with your chi.
Right?
Right. We're going to align our chakras.
Align yourself with stars.
I will make you all well-rounded.
Right? I will call.
Dirty politicians, you.
I will clean this up. I will call in the entire Congress and have a meeting. Closed door. Make Secret Service lock us up in there. And I give them all joints. Like, you motherfuckers are getting high today. Because you fuckers act like you high off some other shit. So I'm going to get you smoked
make
out today.
Hum.
Right.
Hum.
And sit down and have a deep conversation. They be like, you know what I was thinking about? You know,
cookies?
The Schoolhouse Rock.
Right.
Remember the bill on Capitol Hill?
I'm just a bill.
Right.
Did he ever get off the stairs? Or is he still sitting and waiting? Because if he's waiting, we need to go get him. Because that's fucked up, bro. We've been up in here all this time.
Right. No, real talk.
Yeah. Like, I mean, let's just see.
You know, like, I think this is what I would do, actually.
What?
I would take and find every person from every, like, problematic area that exists in the world, and I will bring them all in the same room at the same time, and let's all talk.
So you
take a super poor person, a super rich person. Like, you just need everybody's voice, because at the end of the day, you're just trying to think, what do they want?
Right.
You're not actually getting it from the person that's experiencing it.
You got
it. It can't be somebody biased. It has to be somebody that's in it. Living it every single day.
Right.
Somebody that's really rich that don't want to have extra tax, and somebody that's really
poor.
Like poor, you know what I'm saying? That's dealing with somebody that's getting all these tax breaks.
Right.
You know, and those people need to talk.
Yeah. Like, you know,
really prejudiced, how do you feel? And if you're really not prejudiced,
how do you feel?
You need all those people in the same.
What about the people in the middle? Like
and
me.
And then the people in the middle. Like, I need the conspiracy theorists and the in
you
the call people
me a
that
conspiracy theorists.
I don't. I'm just saying.
Anything.
We need all different.
Everything.
Like,
I just hate everybody equally, though.
No, you don't.
We need
he
you in
is
a room
like
too.
The most loving
hey.
Human being
I just,
that we've
I,
ever
I,
met.
I just want to sit in a room and be like, while we smoking, just be like, fuck all you.
No, for real. You need the super corporate person, and the super entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Basically taking everybody on opposite sides, putting them one room, being like, all right, let's sort this shit out.
Yeah, we got to just find common ground on every issue across the board.
So basically what you said is you would do an episode of In Detroit in the White House.
Basically. Thank you for summing that up for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Torian Thomas.
I am Robert Courtney.
I am Doris Hagen.
I'm Jessica.
And you are listening to In Detroit. Thank you for joining us every day. Is a great day. Make this day a special day. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.